This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Don't believe everything you read. That has always been true, but it's especially important to remember now that there are so many fake news sites. A number of left-leaning bloggers have actually been planting fake news in order to trick conservatives into sharing it so that they can then ridicule them. One fake news site admitted to especially targeting Tea Party types since they can sometimes be fairly gullible. People who land on the site actually think that it is legitimate because it often has a picture of Sarah Palin or Ted Cruz. The goal is to get a reporter or just a person surfing the internet to fall for one of these hoaxes. They've been able to fool a Fox News host, a radio talk show host, and many other journalists. And by the way, there are also attempts to fool Christians. These fake news bloggers take some comment in the news and make it many times worse. That is why it is worth having some discernment when you find something on the internet. And by the way, it is funny that sometimes the tactics of these liberal fake news sites backfire on the liberals. One MSNBC host apparently fell for a story that said Sarah Palin wanted to invade Egypt. Now, there are ways to check the veracity of a story. Over the years, I've tried to address some of those perennial rumors that were spread by Christians on the internet. You can type my name and the words Christian rumors to read the transcript of a week of radio programs I've done to address many of those issues. You should also check the story by reading maybe some other legitimate news sources. If you only see a story that makes some outrageous claims, only on one blog and nowhere else, it's probably not true. Be careful. There are fake news sites being used to undermine your credibility. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
Take Kirby and the Point of View team with you on the go with the Point of View app. Search for Point of View Radio at the Apple or Google Play stores.